I'm Margaret Hartley, and I'm the church warden here, and I'm also a lay reader.
Richard Forstett and I are halfway through our exploration of some churches in West Suffolk, and we've arrived at Great Livermere, St Peter's, which is a very precarious ladder leading up to a very tall bell tower.
Our ladder is dated 1660 something on our back, and we think it was built in situ, and it's the only way for us to ring our bells.
So you still use that, do you?
Well, bell ringers are very enthusiastic bunch. So we get requests from bell ringers, and among bell ringers, this is known as Great Ladomere.
And like so many of the churches we visit, there's a quirky bit of history, this time outside in the graveyard.
We've got the two smallest listed buildings in the country. They're two gravestones. And this one, William Sakins, was a falconer to three kings, Charles I, Charles II, and James II. And he was obviously a very good falconer.
Must have been.
And managed to keep his head down during the Commonwealth and come back. And that's his son, who died at 17. But these two are both listed. Yes. Wow. Which is quite something. So hence the village sign with a falcon on it.
Hello there. Nice to see you.
A short cycle ride on to Troston with its wonderful wall paintings. It's a reminder how churches have to adapt in these modern days.
Audrey Ringrose. We've been living here for 20-odd years. We retired here.
Ah, I see. From where?
From London, Hackney.
Oh, yeah, rather different from Hackney, aren't
it? Yes, very different.
And how often would there be a service here?
Normally, up till now, it's been every week, every Sunday morning.
Yes.
But we're going to have to cut down from now. It's very cold in winter, even though we have put in extra heating and so on. And a lot of our villagers can't get up to the church now. Do you see, we're a little out of the village.
You are, yes.
And parking's at the end of a long walk.
Yes.
A long walk for a lot of
us.
So we're now having cafe church once a month in the village hall, which is lovely. Do pop in if you get a chance on your way through. I mean, if you're going towards Honington or Livermere. Because the village hall has got a war games display on at the moment.
Oh, is it?
A huge diorama of D-Day.
Oh, right.
With all the little models.
So are the same members of the congregation sometimes having a service then in the village hall?
Yes, and some extras who never came across the church doorstep.
So you're supportive of that? That's been a good
move. Oh, absolutely, yes.
A reminder from our church bike ride that however much we love the architecture and the ambience of these old churches, it's the people that make them special, whatever the environment. And tomorrow we take an odd diversion away from the church in Bardwell to a windmill and an extraordinary piece of Suffolk history.